Navedtra 14259 Alpha, Utilitiesman, Advanced, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 8, Boilers. 1. What is a generic term that refers to a boiler with a furnace, which forms an integral part of the boiler assembly? Scotch Marine. 2. How many basic factors should be considered when preparing to install a boiler? 3. Boilers may vary in wet weight from 1.5 tons to more than how many tons? 20. 4. The tube length of a boiler may be from 2 feet 6 inches to at least how many feet and possibly longer? 10. 5. Fresh air inlets and what else allow fresh air to enter and move across the boiler area? Louvers. 6. When two or more boilers are connected to a common header, the steam connection from a boiler with a manhole opening must be fitted with the main steam stop and what else? Guard valve. 7. Drip legs should be placed at intervals of not over 200 feet for horizontally pitched pipe and at intervals of not over how many feet for buried or inaccessible piping? 300 feet. 8. Boilers operating at 400 psi of pressure or greater require 2 gauge glasses, and the lowest visible portion of the gauge glass must be at least how many inches above the lowest permissible water level? 2. 9. Gauge glass shutoff valves have a minimal size of how many inches? 0.5. 10. Boilers not exceeding a diameter of 36 inches or heating surface of how many square feet need only 2 tricocks and 1 gauge glass? 110. 11. How often must fusible plugs be replaced? Annually. 12. Minimum size blowdown and fittings for boilers have 100 square feet or less of heating surface require which size pipe and fittings? 3/4 inch. 13. A slow opening valve requires at least how many complete 360 degree turns between fully opened and closed positions? 5. 14. No other valve is permitted to be between the safety valve and the boiler. Every boiler must have at least one. If heating surface is over 500 square feet, how many safety valves are required? 2. 15. Who is responsible for ensuring that boilers and unfired pressure vessels installed at their facility are certified? Commanding Officer, CO. 16. Which type of pitting tends to occur most commonly in downcomers, in superheaters, and at the steam drum ends of generating tubes? Oxygen. 17. Which term is used to describe scattered pits on the water sides? Localized pitting. 18. Which types of grooves tend to occur in the relatively hot bends of the tubes near the water drum? Water side. 19. What are deep-walled, canyon-like voids? Corrosion fatigue fissures. 20. What can occur if the boiler water alkalinity is too low over a long period of time, if the boiler water alkalinity is too high, or if acid residues are not completely removed from a boiler that has been chemically cleaned? General waterside thinning. 21. Waterside burning may occur if the temperature exceeds about 750 degrees Fahrenheit in plain carbon steel tubes, or about which temperature in most alloy superheated tubes? 1,000 degrees Fahrenheit. 22. What is the term used to describe waterside cavities that result from purely mechanical causes rather than from corrosion? Waterside abrasion. 23. What appear as remarkably straight and uniform longitudinal scratches or folds on the water sides of the tube? Dye marks. 24. What is a peculiar type of heat blistering that occurs when the boiler water is contaminated with oil? Tube corrugation. 25. Whenever a boiler is opened for cleaning and overhaul, the internal surfaces of the drums and headers should be carefully inspected for evidence of what? Cracking. 26. In general, most hydrostatic tests are made at one of the how many test pressures? 3. 27. The purpose of the hydrostatic test at which pressure is to prove the tightness of all valves, gaskets, flanged joints, rolled joints, welded joints, and boiler fittings. Design. 28. The purpose of the hydrostatic test at which percent of design pressure is required after the renewal of pressure parts, after chemical cleaning of the boiler, after minor welding repairs to manhole and handhole seats, and after repairs to tube sheets, such as the correction of gouges and out of roundness. 125%. 29. The hydrostatic test at 150% of design pressure is basically a test for strength. This test may be, but is not necessarily required at the how many year inspection and test. 5. 30. Before making a hydrostatic test, rinse out the boiler with fresh water, using at least which PSI pressure, play the hose onto all surfaces of the steam drum, the tubes, the nipples, and the headers. 50. 31. Boiler safety valves must never, under any circumstances, be lifted by which type of pressure? Hydrostatic. 32. Do not make any attempt to set up on leaky handhole or manhole plates until the pressure has been pumped up to within what PSI of the test pressure? 50. 33. Each boiler must be inspected for integrity of welds and nozzle connections at how many year intervals? 5. 34. Which type of inspection should be conducted each time the boiler is secured? Boiler firesides. 35. Slagging and what else are two of the main causes of refractory deterioration? Spalling. 36. The most damaging slag-forming materials are vanadium salts and what else? Sodium chloride. 37. Which type of cracks are caused by stresses resulting from the normal expansion and contraction of the refractory as it is heated and cooled? Radial. 38. Tube marriages may cause what, which can result in local overheating of the inner casing, the bottom part of the economizer, and other parts. Gas laning. 39. On single furnace boilers, a lane more than how many inches wide may allow overheating of the superheater and of the superheater supports? 1.5. 40. How many major classifications of boiler tube damage are there? 4. 41. Which term is used to describe the metal loss that occurs in bands or stripes around the circumference of a tube? Circumferential groove. 42. What are deep, irregular, straight-walled cavities in the tube metal? Craters. 43. What consists of a uniform loss of metal over a relatively large area on the outside of the tube? General fireside thinning. 44. Which type of compounds carried in the flame can cause rapid oxidation of metal at high temperatures? Vanadium. 45. What occurs when the rate of heat transfer through the tube wall is so reduced that the metal is overheated? Fireside burning. 46. What occurs when steam jets out of a hole in an adjacent tube? Steam gouging. 47. Which type of ruptures indicate that the flow of steam or water was not adequate to absorb the heat to which the tube was exposed? Thin-lipped. 48. Abnormal firing rates, momentary low water, flame impingement, gas laning, and many other causes can produce mild but prolonged overheating that can eventually lead to which type of ruptures? Thick-lipped. 49. What is the term used to describe any opening in a tube other than a crack that is not associated with tube enlargement? Perforation. 50. What is the most common kind of perforation? Pinhole leak. 51. Which type of cracks result from prolonged mild overheating or repeated short-time overheating? Thermal. 52. Tube enlargement is relatively common in superheater tubes, but rare in which type of tubes? Generating. 53. What indicate that the tube has been heated to the softening point and is blown out under boiler pressure? Heat blisters. 54. Heat blisters always indicate the presence of what? Waterside deposits. 55. What is the term applied to tubes that appear to have dropped downward toward the furnace under their own weight? Sagging. 56. What usually occurs as a result of sudden cooling of the tubes after they have been overheated? Warping. 57. What can occur as a result of a serious low water casualty? Melting. 58. which type of cracks can usually be identified by a clean, bright break through a major portion of the metal thickness. Mechanical fatigue. 59. What is the most common material defect found in boiler tubes? Tube wall lamination. 60. Fireside tube deposits include soot, slag, corrosion products, and what else? High temperature oxide. 61. What is a broad term used to cover all of the ash products other than slag that result from combustion? Soot. 62. What is a salt-like material that is fused to the tube surfaces? Slag. 63. The main way to prevent slag is to avoid burning fuel oil that is contaminated with what? Seawater. 64. Which type of deposits have been known to travel away from their original location and adhere to remote rows of generating tubes? Corrosion. 65. What is the term applied to heavy fireside layers of mixed iron oxides formed by overheating of the tube metal? High temperature oxide. 66. When more than one safety valve is provided, the remaining valve or valves may be set within a range of what percent above the maximum allowable working pressure? 3%. 67. When more than one relief valve is provided on either hot water heating or hot water supply boilers, the additional valve or valves may be set within a range not to exceed 1% of the lowest pressure to which any valve is set. 20%. 68. What provides a means of recording continuous data on boiler plant performance and analysis of operation? Logs. 69. Which type of inspection should be done when an operator comes on duty to ensure that everything is operating normally? Operational. 70. What is called the universal solvent? Water. 71. A glass of tap water at 68 degrees Fahrenheit contains how many parts per million of oxygen? 9.0. 72. How many damaging conditions arise in the boiler as the boiler water continues to steam without treatment? 3. 73. When water evaporates in a boiler, the hard components that were in the water, such as calcium salts, magnesium salts, and other insoluble materials, form deposits on the tubes and other internal surfaces. What are these deposits known as? Scale. 74. Scale is made up of how many main parts? 3. 75. The first two chemicals to be considered for boiler water treatment of shore-based boilers are caustic soda and what else? Sodium phosphate. 76. What is used when the feeder water cannot build up the required causticity residual in the boiler water? Caustic soda. 77. What prevents the formation of calcium scales, such as calcium sulfate, calcium carbonate, or calcium silicate? Sodium phosphate. 78. Which type of sludge comes from dirt, oil, or water treatment chemicals that are suspended in dirty feed water? Baked. 79. What is the only sludge dispersant approved by NAVFAC for use in shore-based boilers? Quebracho tannin. 80. What is the deterioration of metal by chemical action? Corrosion. 81. What is the active agent in the corrosion of the internal water surface of boilers? Oxygen. 82. Which chemical is the most commonly used in oxygen removal? Sodium sulfite. 83. Common practice in feeding sodium sulfite is to maintain a surplus residual of about 20 parts per million to how many parts per million in boiler water? 50. 84. Feed water or makeup water tanks should be heated to a temperature of 180 degrees Fahrenheit to what? 200 degrees Fahrenheit. 85. The prevention of corrosion in the boiler means regulating the alkalinity of the water, producing protective films, and removing what? Dissolved oxygen. 86. Which term is used, rather loosely, to express the action of the water and steam in a boiler when an unusual amount of water is being carried over with the steam? Priming. 87. What is the production of froth or unbroken bubbles on the surface of the boiler water? Foaming. 88. How many kinds of solids are present in most boiler water? 2. 89. The best remedy for foaming and priming carryover is the proper blowdown of TDS, the continuous blowdown should be regulated to maintain the TDS at how many parts per million? 3,000 to 4,000. 90. Which type of maintenance is the necessary, routine, recurring maintenance work performed by the operators to keep the equipment in such condition that it may be used continuously at its original or designed capacity and efficiency for its intended purpose? Operator. 91. What is the principal cause of equipment failure? Dirt. 92. What is a system of routine inspections of equipment recorded for future reference on some type of inspection record? Preventive Maintenance Inspection, Papa Mike, India. 93. Which type of boiler maintenance is directed at correcting any condition that increases the amount of fuel required to generate a given quantity of steam? Efficiency related. 94. What contributes greatly to failure of such parts as superheater support plates, baffles, protection plates, and soot blowers? Slag. 95. When soot is allowed to remain on the boiler fire sides for any length of time, the sulfur in the soot combines with moisture and forms what? Sulfuric acid. 96. The majority of all tube failures, other than those associated with water level casualties, are caused by which type of deposits or accumulations? Waterside. 97. Boiling out is a special waterside cleaning technique. How many approved methods are there for boiling out boilers? 2. 98. What is done after a thorough cleaning of both firesides and watersides? Wet layup. 99. What should be used when a boiler is scheduled to be out of service for a long period of time or when a boiler is in danger of freezing? Dry layup. 100. One method of dry layup for a large utility type of boiler is to simply feed nitrogen through the boiler vents while draining the boiler. With using this method, you should maintain the nitrogen pressure at what PSIG during the storage period? 5. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.